This is Belinda from Michael and the Truth Podcast. It's now called Michael Jackson and the Truth Podcast. Today's date is April the 19th, 2023. Yes, the first episode of 2023. So today I'm going to talk about something or a lot of topics regarding what happened last time I was here and now. So the episode is called Freestyling. It's episode 23 of the podcast, and you can listen to this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And we have a new email address for the podcast. It is mjthetruthpodcast@outlook.com. That is mjthetruthpodcast@outlook.com. As always, if you need to know all the sources to the topics I'm talking about, you need to go and follow the podcast, you need to check out the website for the podcast, which is called Michael and the Truth Podcast.blogspot.com. All of the show notes for all episodes are on there. That way, and you can also get the new email address on there as well. So let's get to the topics that we're going to talk about on this episode. Of course, I said it's a new year. I mentioned a new email. I mentioned stuff. Well, you know, it's 4 months of the new year. It's not necessarily a new year anymore, but I also mentioned a new email. I got to give you an update regarding the Facebook page and the Twitter account. The Facebook page. Facebook decided to report me for, I should say the page got reported for violating the community guidelines. I don't know what community guidelines I violated. I don't know. I realized I could not make posts around December. And it was exactly on New Year's Day, or Eve, New Year's Eve, when I had to make a report to reject the situation regarding my page. So now, I've sent something to them. I have not heard from them. It's now April. I have not heard from them. So it looks like I might have to do another page. We'll see. Eventually, what if I do another page, you would know about it. And, you know, I just have to do it again. This is a way I can get the podcast to you guys. But my suggestion is you need to subscribe on these podcast platforms. Michael Jackson and the Truth Podcast. When you see that on there on Spotify, on Apple, on Google Podcasts, you have to subscribe so that you get the latest updates until we get a Facebook page for it. And of course, with Twitter, I decided I'm not going to post it on Twitter. I am not on Twitter currently. I will be back on there hopefully soon. It's a lot going on with that, too. I don't want to get into that until I'm ready to get into that. But, yeah, it's a lot going on. So, social media is not my friend right now. Thank God I do have my Facebook page account, I should say. I do have my Instagram account. That's there. I still have a YouTube account. Good. But the Facebook page, the Twitter account, it's a lot right now. But let's hope and pray that everything gets back to normal. So, that's it regarding that. The next topic is Thriller 40. That's the documentary, the album, the tribute being removed, and the impact. Let's start with the documentary. So, I did say on my Facebook page, when it was online, that, we were going to do an episode, or rather, I was going to do an episode talking about the news with the Thriller, 40 documentary and all that, then get around to it. Some things happened also between the time I took some time off to now, health-wise. I'm still trying to get things regular with my health, but I'm fine now, but that's another reason why I took a break. But right now, I'm okay. So because of that, I didn't get a chance to do that episode. So now I'm going to do the episode where I can tell you what I think about the news of the documentary and what's going on. So when we all found out about the documentary for Thriller, we were excited. I know I was. Until I read the article, and I was highly disappointed to see that just when the estate You saw they finally got it. The state executives finally got it right. They stay getting it wrong. And, you know, we all know Spike Lee really wanted to do a thriller documentary. And for some reason, they forgot about him and put Nelson George on there. Of all people, Nelson George, a renowned MJ hater. You know, one of them Prince fans who don't like Michael, but claim they like Michael. They don't like Michael. Well, he directed the thriller documentary, and I was not happy. He has some issues with Michael. I don't know. Some of these media clowns, they got a lot of nerve. So why doesn't John Branca look into these people and say, okay, you can't do this? So, the documentary was supposed to come out in January. We haven't seen it. We don't know what's going on with that documentary. You know, rumor has it. Someone said somewhere, I was looking at something on YouTube, and someone said that the estate was having trouble finding streaming services for the documentary. Let's say that's the case. I don't know. I think that John Branca is probably going to replace the director. But it's John Branca. I don't really think that was happening. Or they want to hold on to the documentary until the movie comes out. I don't know. But what I do know is it's April and the documentary should have been out by now. Because he said January. But then again, that's what happens when you want to hold on to an estate that has shown you. Yeah, I released an album that has 10 songs, 3 are not his vocals, and hold on to that until, you know, 12 years later when they realize, we can get rid of it. That's the same estate that allowed Leaving Neverland to even exist. That's the same estate. So, I mean, let's talk about the album. The Thriller 40 album cover was, I think we mentioned that was not it. Then they covered up with a sparkly version of it. I have the solo album. I'm not buying another one. That's what I gotta say about the album. The tribute removed. Yes. American Music Awards decided, we're going to remove the Chris Brown tribute to Michael because some weirdo was complaining about, well, you know, it's a guy who was convicted of beating up a woman, and there's a guy who was an accused pedophile. Yeah, the accused quote-unquote pedophile was found not guilty in a court of law in 2005. So why are we still bringing up nonsense? It's clear that some inside work is being done. I have my theories. I'm not saying it. You might have your theories as to why that wasn't out there. But clearly, you know, celebrating an album that changed the music business is a problem for these people because they don't want to keep honoring Michael. And I told you guys, this is going to continue. Just like in that same award show, Lionel Richie was getting a Lifetime Merit Award, and they got all these people playing, doing a tribute to him by singing We Are the World. Lionel Richie wrote part of that song. Michael wrote most of that song. We know what games they're playing. That part, you know, Lionel Richie tribute went a little longer. That's, in my opinion, that was the part where Chris Brown could have done his MJ tribute. So they decided to give all that time to Lionel Richie. Of course, Lionel Richie does not have a bad image, thank God. And Lionel Richie is safe, you know. So yeah, we're gonna give him that. I just feel like them being Michael's friend, they could just say, you know what? We need to see why he's not getting the tribute and look into that. But we got to understand they're not going to do that. So it is what it is. Stop watching these award shows. Stop praising these people. Stop thinking these award shows matter. They don't matter. The impact of Thriller the impact of Thriller sees no bounds. You see it every day. You know, one of the videos from the Thriller album is already 1 billion on YouTube. 2 is about to hit 1 billion within months. I mean, this is a person whose image was crapped on, constantly, and yet People are still buying Thriller. People are still streaming it. People are still listening to it. Thriller, the album changed his life. The album changed the music business. It made everybody superstars. And that's the point of why he did what he did. He changed the world. He changed the world with music. And that's Michael's gift. That's the gift he gave to the world. That's the impact. We can go all day. We can talk about it all day. Of course, your media, who's obsessed with this particular album, didn't bother to do anything there because they're not going to honor this guy. So, they don't care. You need to do the honor. We don't need this useless media, okay? So, the next topic I want to talk about is John Branca on social media. So, yes, John Branca decided, I'm going to get on social media and run my mouth and tell you all kinds of stories about, my life, what type of man Michael was, all this other stuff. And because now all the hoopla of all the stuff that happened after Michael passed away has completely died down, people have moved on, John Branca could show his face and say what he want. I'm like this. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't like it, but what am I going to do? There's nothing I can do. I can't get rid of him. So what am I going to do about that? And I realized that the problem here is maybe we, the ones that fought for Michael and looked out for Michael, we have to make peace with the fact that the guy won. John Branca and his marketers got what they wanted out of this mess. And it's all about the products now. They're only focusing on fans who are stupid enough to not see they're being played. And continue to defend an executor that has constantly clueless about things. Just like what I talked about with the Thriller documentary, the director, that he could have gotten any director to do it, but for some reason he keeps going to these haters. So it's clear that John Branca doesn't get it or don't care. I'm gonna say he don't care. His stories are interesting. He talked about his upbringing, and he was pretty much a misfit. Pretty much said he didn't graduate from high school, and then he went back to school and got his degree and started doing started getting into law and all that other stuff. And to be honest, he's good at what he's done, what he does. He is great on paper. And we can all agree, he knows what he's doing. That don't mean he's a good dude. That don't mean what Michael said about him is not true. So I say, let the man be. We're not going to remove him. We can't. What we can do is tell people what he did. And that's what we can do. Because that's fair. It's out there. It's public knowledge, and it's fair. Just like he can tell you what he did to Michael, for Michael, and that's fair. There's some truth to it. I agree. Like he said, the Thriller, the Victory Tour was supposed to be the Thriller tour, but the family got involved. I can believe that. He talked about Lisa Marie Presley and Michael Jackson, but I didn't listen to that. He talked about other stuff, too. Michael was his best man in his wedding. Talked about Bubbles. Talk about fame. His friendship with, what's his name? Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees. For some reason, he doesn't bring up the fact that Barry Gibb and Michael were good friends. It's a lot. Talks about a lot of stuff. So, if you want to be entertained and if you want to live in a fantasy, you can go ahead and listen to what he's saying. But what he's not going to tell you is how many times Michael fired him. He's not going to tell you that either. And don't expect him to. You should know that. You should know that if you really care about what you've been through, you're not blinded by, he looks good on paper. Then you should know how many times Michael fired him, how many times Michael wanted him to get away from him, and what he really did to Michael, which led to what we're seeing now. So, as for him being removed, you can't. Catherine had an opportunity to contest the will in 2009, and she decided not to. So there you go. If she's having issues with him now, it's because she decided not to get rid of him. So the rumor has it, there's rumors out there that Michael's catalog, not the biggest catalog, that's already sold, Michael's own music catalog will be sold. Looks like it's true. Could be true, I should say. I don't want to say it is true because I'm not sure. It's going to happen whether we like it or not. And that's Branca for you. You know, Michael told you, others warned you, some of y'all ignored it. So if you don't like what you're seeing now, maybe back in 2010, 11, 12, 13, and 14, etc., up to now when we try to tell you, but you ignored it, now you've seen it. And there's nothing you can do about it. You can't get rid of him. It's not going anywhere. We tried over the IRS case. Turned out that the IRS being the IRS, were trying to bankrupt the estate. And the estate only paid $4 million. So we don't want the estate to be bankrupt. Of course not. What was going to be left for Michael's kids? So, and his mother. So, you got to do something about that. Even though, you know, that's John Branca's way, in my opinion, of covering up for himself. But what's done is done. But because we know how the IRS is, you know, it's understandable. But you could also have prevented that. And it is what it is. You know, John Branca would say, well, the estate's doing great. And it is. We got Mike out of debt that he put him in. And stuff like that. He's going to view himself as, quote, unquote, I'm the guy that got Michael out of this mess. That's how he is. I saved Michael from destruction. No, you put him in destruction, then try to take him out of destruction to make yourself look like the savior. No one asked you to do that. No one asked you to be Michael's savior. Michael asked you to leave, and you refuse. So enjoy that. And anyone that wants to enjoy his mumbo jumbo, you're free to do that. Just like I'm free to tell you guys in future episodes what this man really did to Michael. So, you know, and if you're willing to hear the truth, then this podcast is for you. If you're willing to live in a fantasy, then go listen and like him on Instagram or Facebook, wherever the hell he's at, and let him run his mouth lying on Michael. Who cares? Next topic is the MJ biopic. I am against the biopic. And people will say what they want to say. I'm against it. Let me tell you why. I really think that Michael does not get biopic. Why? Because what story is going to be told that's going to be true? Not created by a fantasy from a fan who's holding on to imaginations in their head, or a fantasy from a hater holding on to imaginations in their head. But what about his life is going to be true? The Broadway play isn't even true. I mean, so there's some exaggerations in the play, things that never happened. People don't even realize that the play isn't even the actual story. It's a created story based on, it's like a story based on true events, but the events are imaginated. Like, yes, he had problems with his dad, but they want you to think he had problems with his dad 24/7. That's what I mean. Stuff like that. So, I don't know. I think that the movie is not going to do... I don't think any movie is going to do justice. The Jackson movie was the only movie that did Michael justice, because it was, he actually participated in the movie. But he's not participating in this movie. We were worried about who was going to play Michael, because in the past, Michael's play was going to be played by a white person. You can get mad all you want to, but it's true. Even a mockery of his, of him, of an event during September 11th that never happened. It was a made-up event. A white person was going to play him. Michael was not white. And a lot of people were like, oh, no, you can't do this. And that rightfully so, was out of the picture. I mean, again, no respect for this guy. Just made up a story that just never happened. Let me make it clear. what they were trying to do was say the story was based on Michael leaving New York during September 11th. He went with Elizabeth Taylor and Marlon Brando, the truth, but that never happened. Michael did not leave with Elizabeth Taylor and Marlon Brando. Michael had a whole family with him, his own family, and he left with them. So this weirdo made up this story out of her head, and they were going to make a film out of that, and it's not true. It never happened. Do you see how wicked these people are? They have, like I said, they have an imagination, and they go and they make up a fallacy that never happened. Elizabeth Taylor already left New York before September 11th even happened. She left, I think, September 10th, I believe, before the actual event happened. Michael and the family were stuck in New York when the event happened. So you cannot fly out. They had to drive all the way home. So that's what happened. There are going to be people saying, well, Michael stayed over at Casico's house. That's not true. One day, I'm looking for it because I know I recorded it. One of Jackie's ex-wives was there, and she tells a whole different story. So I will have to find the interview she did if I have it, because I know, because I saw it when I watched the TV show, and I believe I recorded it. Hopefully, I have it, and I will upload it on the YouTube channel if I do have the interview. If I do. But, so, like I was saying, so, that's neither here nor there. But, this biopic, I hope it's not a fallacy. I hope there's some truth to it, but I don't think it will. Now, the casting, they got somebody, and that's going to be Michael's nephew, Jafar. And I agree with the casting. I think that Jafar is the only family member that looks like him, dances like him, and sings like him. Now, can he act? I don't know. I don't know Jafar. I'm not familiar with his personality. I don't know. So, we'll see. The family is all on board with it, and that's good. I am too. But I don't know how this is going to work. I really don't know what they're going to talk about in the movie will bother me, because I think that in some cases they're going to try to make out Michael out to be, I don't know, like wimpy. I hope not. I hope they show that Michael was assertive. He was in your face, not a negative way, like, he knew who he was. He was sure of himself, and showed that you can be that way without yelling and screaming and making a fool out of yourself. That he handled himself with humility and grace, and was a real man. Was a real man, not some punk. And showed the complicities of his relationship with his family, his father, his mother, who he loved very much. He had, you know, complicated relationship with his father, and his issues with his brothers and sisters, and his romantic life, which I don't know how they're going to work with that, because there's a lot of things with that. Here's the thing. They're going to talk about the allegations where they framed him, but I feel like if they don't tell the viewer how the allegations really happened to him, then they need to get rid of the movie. They need to just say, screw the movie, and it's not worth a watch. Because if they're going to dwell on him not having a childhood, that's missing the point. These things can happen to you regardless of your childhood or not. People get framed for things every day. What does your upbringing have to do with it? Nothing. You can have a great life, do what you're supposed to do, and some weirdo comes out of nowhere and makes up a story about you, make up a lie about you, and destroys your whole life. That happens. That happens to people every day. What does your upbringing have to do with that? So I feel like the movie has to be realistic to the point. They're filming the movie right now, and I think they're going to use really put their energy on the movie. Like, they even had to cancel the annual Halloween thing they do every year for Prince's charity because they're filming a movie in Havenhurst. So they need the house to do it. I hope it's worth it because I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I think this movie is going to do very well. It's going to make Jafar a star. But don't expect the same thing with Elvis happened with the Elvis we happened with the MJ movie. Yeah, the media is going to be like, tell us about these lying allegations instead of the whole story. Because the media has created a character on Michael where he's only defined by his problems and these ridiculous allegations instead of being the whole human being. All this stuff we know, they know too. They just don't want to report it. And that's how the media is. So they're going to be with their nonsense. And so, you know, the public is going to see the movie and they're not going to question it because, well, the family's involved and they won't make it up. I think you should question it. If it's saying stuff that just doesn't make sense, I think you should question it. So we'll see what happens in the movie. I will see the movie, and yes, I will do a review on it on my blog. The next topic I want to talk about is Lisa Marie Presley, Stephanie Mills, and Brooke Shields. Now, let's start with Lisa Marie Presley. As we all know, she passed away in January. From what we know, we don't know what exactly took her life, but it was cardiac arrest. But we don't know what caused it. We still don't have any updates on what caused her passing, her sudden passing. I'm going to be honest with you. I was shocked when I found out that she was rushed to the hospital. Now, she went to the Golden Globes with her mother and daughter regarding the Elvis movie. Because it was nominated for some awards, I think. The gentleman that played Elvis won. Yes, he did win. And his name is Austin Butler. He won. And Prezi was there, and I don't watch award show, so I did not see the award show, I did not see it. So I saw the stuff the next day, and when I saw all the stuff. Sorry, I'm doing something real quick. I'm texting somebody. When I saw the stuff, the clips of her going to this award show, I noticed that she did not look well. And she looked completely out of it. I'm like, why is she out here? She should be home. She should not be here. She looks terrible. 2 days later, TMZ breaks the story saying that she's at the hospital. I'm like, whoa, that's not good. So we just, you know, later on that day, I'm on the Shade Room, and they posted that she passed away, and I was just like, oh, no, that's messed up, and that was a shock. I couldn't believe it. I will say this, you know, Presley lived a very difficult life. We all know that, and this is going to be connected to her time with Michael, and I never supported the marriage. I always thought the marriage wasn't real. And I always thought the marriage, Michael did not need to marry her. I didn't think she was right for him. Like, and, you know, Lisa Marie was part of a cult, Scientology. I think, in my opinion, I do think they liked each other. I don't know if marriage was right for them getting married was the right thing. You're going to, and you read tributes people did on her regarding her, especially people who work with Michael, regarding her time with him and what they saw, what they believe. And I think that that's fair. They should tell you what they saw because that's what they saw. But Lisa did a lot of interviews talking about her time with Michael, and to me, that destroyed the relationship completely. That destroyed any type of credibility the relationship had. Which was not a lot. And Michael made sure to keep to himself. Well, he did say something, but not what you think. He did the right thing by not responding because really he moved on. She's the one that needed to talk about it because she needs to explain to the racist media that, look, I messed up. I made a mistake marrying this guy. Let me tell you what he was really like. That's what, you know, traitor behavior. That's what she did. We have to agree to that. That's what she did. That's what it looked like. That's what she did. She did an interview with Entertainment Tonight. I never saw this interview. So she did an interview with Entertainment Tonight where she, because Entertainment Tonight did like a retrospect of her life. And she said that, she was asked, I should say, what was she thinking when she did the interview with Michael in 1995? And she said that she said that he pretty much put a spell on her. And I thought to myself, what? So Michael does witchcraft now? You're a grown woman. You defended your husband. You could have said, I had to defend my husband. I believe what he was saying. That's why I said those things I said in the interview. You don't say stuff like, well, he put a witchcraft. He put a spell on me. What are you talking about? You know, and it's right there. It's like, what are we defending? Right? I mean, what do I look like defending something like that? What do I look like standing by something like that? I'm going to stand by a woman saying these crazy things about a guy I care about? No, I'm not going to defend that. So when I saw that, I realized, you know what? I don't see the point of attacking this woman. I don't see the point of dwelling on this. By that time, before she passed on, her son passed away, and my heart broke for her when that happened. At that time, I wasn't talking about her anymore. She also was going to write a book, and I did mention her. Sorry, I need to take it back. I did mention her on my podcast, the last podcast we talked about her. But even then, she was going to write a book. We know that's not going to happen. So, other than that, we moved on as fans. The fans moved on from this person. I did hear an interview she did with Oprah, and don't really care for it. But, you know, how do you make sense out of something that should never have happened? You don't. I just feel like I'm not going to be one of those people saying, oh, she reunited with the love of her life. No, she reunited with her father and her son. And Michael was not the love of her life, and vice versa. And fans need to get over it. And if fans don't like it, hey, that's just, we're just going to disagree on this. I feel like, you know, it is odd that his family, our members of his family, are friends with her. I don't understand that either. But, you know, I mean, I never believed that Michael's family always been 100% loyal with Michael or to Michael. So that's expected. I mean, and some people don't like when I said that, but it is expected. I mean, their behaviors prove that to me. And so, I mean, I don't think people should be shocked that Taj, you know, said something, LaToya said something, TJ said something. That's expected. I mean, she was at one point their family member. So in that aspect, yeah. But Michael moved on from her a long time ago. The family chose to be her friend. That's a choice. Fine. But I feel for her. Children, may she continue to rest in peace. My condolences to her surviving daughters and people that cared about her. The next topic I want to talk about is Stephanie Mills. Look. I want to just say this. Because as a black woman, I have to say this. I've always wanted women, especially black women who dated Michael, to come forward and tell their story about their time with Michael. On my podcast, I did an interview with Star, and that was a great interview. And if you haven't got a chance to listen to it, please go listen to it. And I am friends with a woman who used to be with Michael a long time ago. So... And she is a black woman. And there have been women who are of color who have dated Michael. They just didn't come forward or haven't told their story yet. Stephanie Mills claims what she claims about her time with Michael regarding the relationship. And it's okay. You know, I appreciate her defending Michael's innocence and all that, even though it's not needed because we don't really need it. But what I'm going to say is going to bother some people. I need Stephanie Mills to stop talking about Michael and his blackness. She said in an interview that Michael stopped being black when Michael used to be black. Stuff like that. That has to stop. That has to get out of the vocabulary of the black community. Michael had a skin disorder. Whether Stephanie Mills wants to accept it or not is not really her place, because the autopsy said he had a skin disorder. Michael said he had a skin disorder and runs against family. A skin disorder does not determine if you're black or not. Michael is a black person. He defended his blackness. What evidence do you need? I mean, Stephanie Mills wants to dwell on Michael marrying white women. Okay, it's not like he wanted to marry. We don't know. We don't know if he wanted to marry a white woman or not. We know that he had girlfriends who were black. Maybe those girlfriends who were black didn't want to marry him. Have you ever thought about that? No. Stephanie Mills wanted to marry him but didn't. He wasn't ready then. Okay. I mean, she went on to marry 3 times. Obviously, marriage is not for her. So why is she talking about another man's marriage? It's none of her business. Unless he ran his mouth and told you, it's none of her business. But when you go and base his race on who he married or a skin disorder and not what he done for his people, there goes a problem with me. I have a problem with that. Now, Stephanie Mills wants people to think she and Michael had a relationship. I'm going to tell you this right now, and if you're not going to like it, they never had a relationship. Okay? She needs to stop saying that. It's not true. Because there's no evidence that her and Michael were ever a couple. There were women that were hanging out with Michael then that said that Michael told them they were not a couple. So why does she keep saying it? She knows it's not true. She talks about how she had a nose job because Michael had a nose job. No, you had a nose because you wanted to have a nose job. Michael can't make you get a nose job. You chose to go do a nose job. Okay? You wanted that too. You wanted that fame, and then you realized it wasn't for you. Don't come at others who wanted to be big too. I think the real reason why Stephanie Mills did not blow up the way she could have has nothing to do with Michael. I think she has a nasty attitude. I mean, if you watch some of her interviews, she's bringing up, why are you talking about Beyonce? Okay, if her fans think she's better than Diana Ross, then let her think that. I mean, it's not like Diana Ross is the most talented person in the world. She's an okay singer. Diana Ross, compared to a Patti LaBelle, a Gladys Knight, who are we playing? But she's talented. We know that Diana Ross is a star. We know that. No one's taking that from her. But Beyonce fans are not impressed by her. Okay, they can say that. I'm not a Beyonce supporter at all. I'm the biggest, I wouldn't say hater, but I could care less about Beyonce. But she's out here snapping at young people who are fans of who's hot today. I mean, they're not thinking about Diana Ross. So the guy who's comparing Diana Ross to Beyonce, you need to come at him and say, hey, I'm not doing all that, or I'm not getting involved in that. But she said, I don't care what they think. I think that's why you're not popular anymore. You have an attitude problem. Like, oh, just like auditions, then why are you in the entertainment business? It's like, I get it. You win. I'm not one of those people that want to come at somebody, but, you know, I'm sensitive to what people go through in the business. But the reason why I feel for a Michael, a Whitney, a Prince, because they reached the heights of success and got screwed over. I mean, they did everything right and got screwed over. They didn't complain. They didn't take the heat. They did the auditions. They did the work. And got screwed over. I mean, Stephanie Mills went through a good amount of fame. But then, what happened? She didn't blow up the way the others did. I mean, what did she go through? She's one of the so-called lucky ones. I mean, and you don't have to blow up to go through stuff. I mean, Phyllis Hyman, we know her story. You know, that she didn't blow up the way she could have. And we all know what happened to her. But she didn't go lash out on people. Stephanie Mills is still here. She'll be blessed that, you know, she's still here. Someone mad at her. She's still she seems to have an attitude problem to me. And I realized that's why you didn't blow up. It's not because I didn't want to do what they're doing. Well, what did they do that's so bad? In the entertainment business, you're around slimy people. It's not like Michael hung out with everybody slimy. It's who he connected with, and that's who he did it. We're not going to look down at that. because we don't do that with Beyonce, and she hangs out with all kinds of people. Or Jay-Z, and he hangs out with all kinds of people. We're not looking down to people he's hanging out with, so why should I look down to people Michael hung out with? Because Stephanie Mills say so. No, Stephanie Mills didn't blow up the way she didn't blow up because she has nasty attitude and was nasty to people. And now I see it. And nothing Michael could have done for her would have changed that, because she wasn't willing to change. She didn't want that for her. Cool. You didn't want that for yourself, because maybe you didn't want to deal with all the stuff. Part of life is we deal with stuff we don't like. That's part of life. So I'm not coming at the chick, but she needs to go and chill with the whole Michael didn't want me black stuff. No, Mike got a skin disorder. You can accept that and make peace with it. Don't be saying he didn't want me black, because there are people with who are black who don't have a skin disorder who don't like to be black. They exist. Talk about them. Get Michael's name out of your mouth if you're going to say some mess like that. And I mean everywhere. I'm not impressed by that woman. She is a has-been. I haven't heard a song she did I like since 87. Let's keep it 100. Really, Home. I love Home. But I'm over this thing with women who are black who dated Michael that want to criticize his every move. Where were you, you know, when he was out there? Where were you? Why didn't you go marry him? Why didn't you go look out for him in the 90s, in the 2000s, if you so-called care? No, you were nowhere to be found. And that's real talk. Maybe Michael did try to call you and wanted to hang out with you, and you were like, not today, Mike. Click. Don't listen to some of these weirdos. Some of these people, they say anything. They were not there. They were not there. They didn't care. Smokey Robinson going to talk about Michael, but then say, oh, I haven't seen him since his first son was 1 year old. Okay, then why are you talking? You didn't bother to check on him anytime. He probably wanted to hear from you. These are phonies. Don't fall for their trash. They say whatever they want. Just turn them off. We're tired of this criticizing this dude. You didn't care. And that's the problem. They don't want to hear the people don't want to hear the truth. They didn't care. Don't fall for the okey-doke. They didn't care, and they still don't care. So, Brooke Shields, she has a documentary out on Hulu. I have no idea what it is. I think it's called Pretty Baby Some Mess. And she does it. Of course, she's going to talk about Michael Daly. There's a clip in her documentary where she posts a video of Michael. He left her a video message, and he does that. We know Michael does that. It's somewhere on YouTube. It's nice and short. It gets to the point. And it made me think, okay, I don't really care what she has to say. Why? Well, two things. She, during the memorial, she had her, if you want to call it, tribute to Michael, but she wasn't really there for Michael when he was going through stuff. So my thing is, why are you at the memorial? And then, two, she did an interview in 2016 where she talked about Joseph, and she said that Joseph, when she was at the memorial, she saw Joseph with a lot of women and thought that was distasteful. And I'm like, well, first of all, I'm not here to defend Joe, but Joe was not there with a lot of women. Those women could be his granddaughters, they could be his nieces, they could be his daughters. He was there with his family. They were grieving. Show some respect. If you don't like Joe, great. Who cares? But don't be assuming, oh, he was just bringing women to that memorial and be distasteful. That's not true. He was not doing that. But people eat it up, because who's going to question her? Nobody. So I say this to say, this is what we need to do. Ignore. Don't listen to this woman. She was not there for Michael. She and Michael didn't have a relationship. They were friends, and that's it. Her story is a weird, unfortunate story. But it's funny, you know, you come at Joe Jackson, but your mother puts you in the cup, it puts you in Playboy at 10 years old with no clothes on in a porn magazine. I mean, she exploited you. And you want to talk about Joe Jackson. Show me what child of his he exploited when they were children. And I don't want to hear, oh, he wanted his kids to be famous. And that's taken out of context. If you watch any Jackson documentary, that's not what happened. But, okay, it's as if child stars don't exist. I do believe in some capacity Joseph was living vicariously through his children, but he didn't do what Terry did to Brooke. So until then, Brooke really should have kept that story to herself and shouldn't talk about nobody's parents, because your mother is the ultimate stage mom. Next topic. Miles Frost's last day on MJ the Musical was April the 2nd. So, Miles Frost, who's now replaced by a gentleman by the name of Elijah, I don't remember his last name. His last performance played Michael in the musical, was April the 2nd. That was 3 weeks ago. And my thought about that is, I was shocked on Facebook when I found out he was finishing his run of Michael. He won a Tony for that, which he deserved, and he's doing a movie, so he's blowing up, and I'm happy for him. He looks like Michael. I thought he was going to play Michael in the biopic, but apparently he's not. It's going to be Jafar, but he looks like Michael, dances like Michael, sings like Michael, sounds like Michael. He can act, and he did an interview with the Breakfast Club. I have to listen to when I get a chance, but he's going to do bigger and better things, and I wish him the best. I hope he has a great career. He deserves it. He's talented. He really is a star, and he gets it. So nothing but good things going to happen to him. So that's it. The next topic I want to talk about is Chris Rock. Chris Rock is trash, and he is. He did his comedy nonsense. I have no idea what it's called, but we'll get into it quickly and move on. So Chris Rock basically said that he trashed Michael and he trashed R. Kelly. He said that you guys can cancel R. Kelly, but we have yet to cancel Michael. I need Chris Rock to understand that this canceling thing is not working. And he's clearly a Prince fan, because a lot of Prince fans don't like Michael. So of course he's going to say that because he see that Michael's blowing up and Prince isn't, and I really don't care. That was like that when they were living, and it's like that today. I don't care. It doesn't mean anything to me. Michael's going to be great forever, and Chris Rock is just bitter, and that's what I sense, bitterness, and I really don't care. He's not funny. He trashed the black community in that trash he did. He needs to get over the fact Will Smith did the right thing and slapped him in the face. And he needs to grow up and get over it. Michael is here to stay. Michael is a legend. And there's nothing that stupid man can do about it. Go and work on your craft and be actually funny. Because you're not funny. You're trash. Next topic is Michael goes viral. Yeah, Michael goes viral all the time. He goes viral on social media pretty much all the time. And this latest one is pretty much about his wanting to buy Marvel Comics and make the Marvel Universe what it is, what we see today. And it went viral. Somebody saw it and said, I'm going to get this to go viral. And it did. So everybody's still talking about it. And if it doesn't prove Michael was set up, I don't know what will. But at this point, you want to live, and if people still want to live in La La Land and think that Michael was just, you know, doing these things and getting away with it, it's impossible. The way he suffered, that didn't happen to people who actually did a crime. People who did the crime did not go through the media lashing that Michael went through, that O.J. Simpson went through, that Bill Cosby went through. You know, even though Harvey Weinstein is a creep, they're not doing constant 24-hour day attacking on that guy like they did others. You know why. Skin color. Same with Jeffrey Epstein. Skin color. The same clown media that come at Michael all went to Jeffrey Epstein's events, parties, his yacht, yet they want to talk about Michael Jackson. You hung out with a pedophile. You can't talk about Michael Jackson. Let's not get into Oprah and her connections to creeps. So, this is not about allegations of abuse. This is about destroying somebody. Look what Michael was talking about. he was talking about owning these things. And it didn't happen. We know now why. So you'll see him go viral for those things, his music, him calling out the entertainment business. You know, this is what needs to be out there. This is what happened to him. Not, let's talk about him being a weirdo. What does that have to do with anything? He's a weirdo. Does that mean that he's a criminal? No. Does that mean that what he's talking about is fluff? No. Part of doing this podcast is to tell you what happened, not tell you what you want to hear. Tell you what you're supposed to know. And that's what gets into my next and last topic is the future of this podcast, or rather, what to expect from this podcast and the future of this podcast. Pretty much, we're going to do book reviews, movie reviews, documentary reviews. I have chosen 6 books that I'm going to do reviews on. So get ready for those episodes when I'm ready. I'm going to be doing commentaries. We're going to do one on the family, the Jackson family, Debbie Rowe and Karen Faye, the women in Michael's life, or his man, I'm going to call it his manhood, his health. We're going to talk about his finances, his business, instruments, his finances, the contracts he did. We're going to talk about, his personality. We'll talk about, his humanitarian as well, connected to his personality. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. And so people get an idea of the kind of man he was and not talk about all this nonsense. And I'm going to end the podcast this year. Sorry, next year. I'm going to end the podcast 2024, probably around September of 2024. That gives me plenty of time to get these episodes over and done with so you guys know what really happened and make peace with this and move on. I don't see, after September or October of 2024, I don't see myself doing something like this anymore. I did the blog from 2011 to 2019. And I'm doing this podcast from 2020 to 2024. And I think as a fan, I did all I can do for him. I think what people don't... Okay, what you guys don't know is during my break, Well, before my break, around 2021, I was told something that made me think twice about... what I'm doing for Michael. No, it's not about Michael at all, really. It's really more about people that are around this man that just deep down it's a lot of nonsense that shouldn't be happening in this day and age. But it continues to happen because people don't want to accept the fact that some people mean more to Michael than they do. And so, that's what it is, really. I think that once you come to that realization that what you want to do for Michael, once you come to a realization that things that need to be out there about Michael's life will not be out there, then... really, what is the point of doing the stuff you're doing, you know, for him? What can you do for his legacy? And what I can do for his legacy is tell the truth. And I don't know what other friends can do for them, for his legacy. That's their business. But for what I can do for his legacy is tell the truth. I don't see the point of holding on to something that's just not going to turn out right for him. I could be wrong, but I think I did enough. I think also I want to do other things in my life, and I spent, since he passed away, 14 years in June, I spent so much of my free time on this, and it's not coming out the way I feel it should. Maybe it's not meant to be. Maybe I'm meant to just be a fan and be, and so be it. And I think I'm better off that way. Here's the thing. I know things about Michael that I cannot and will never tell people on here or ever. And I have to take that to the grave. That's the choice I made. When I communicate with certain people that knew him, it wasn't because I wanted to do that. It happened. They reached out to me. So, I mean, just because of who I communicate with that knew Michael, they reach out to you, and it is what it is. And there are things you're told. And then you go and you look into what fans know, what fans put out there, and you feel like you're being played. And then you have your own opinion. Like, certain things certain people handle about him, no normal person would do. I mean, somebody saying to him, or my brother, or whoever, my relative, my friend, I'm not going to sit there and hang out with people that said that to me. I'm not upset about it. I'm going to be against it. I feel like the fitting in mindset is, I got to hang out with this person. I got to know this person. Instead of loyalty, I don't want to deal with this person. It doesn't hurt to be loyal. But we're expecting too much from people that just deep down don't care. And maybe that's what it is. You care too much. And maybe that's what it is with me. I care too much. They don't care. Why do I care? I just don't think like that. Maybe because, you know, I'm not trying to be a celebrity or I'm not trying to be famous. I don't care for those things. I just care about doing the right thing. And can't expect people to do that. I saw something back in October that bothered me. And I talked about it on my Facebook page. Everything that we did to make sure we don't entertain people who lie on him. And still, the liar is seen at the man's house during this Halloween event. I'm like, how did that person get there? After they said this nonsense about this man. And I realized they don't care. If they really care, she would never show up. That individual would never show up. They don't care. And that's what it is. I mean, is the estate executor stopping people making crazy videos about Michael faking his death? No. That's not happening. All the nonsense is there for people to be manipulated and be lied to again and again and again, because the critical thinking doesn't exist in society. It just doesn't. And the more these people are coming up in the world, the more stupider they're going to be, because you're teaching people not to think critically. You're just telling them this is what's going on. You need to fight this because it's so-called wrong. Doesn't even make sense. I mean, Michael pretending to be dead, it's not only a stretch, it's disrespectful. They don't even care about what he's been through. It's a joke to them. You know, Michael, to a lot of people, is an entertainer. Literally, he is an entertainer. And they expect him to entertain them anyway. Even if he's not alive. If it's not alive, they'll get some weirdo with identity crisis to go pretend to be him, call them an impersonator, and go dance for MJ. We'll keep talking to you. I mean, to see this, you know, Ola Ray clown hanging out with impersonators, like, that's what I mean. It's he's a joke to them. And even with some people, they're shaking their head as to why is fan members, you know, giving so much praise to Presley after she said these things about Michael. It's like, that's what the disconnect is. Maybe that's the problem. We care too much. If you see that as a problem, I don't. And we just have to accept it. Some people are like, well, you know, his family been through a lot. No, Michael been through a lot. His children been through a lot. His family are benefiting. They've been through a lot, truly been through a lot. They should all leave the entertainment business. That's how bad it is. If they really, really been through a lot, they all should have left the entertainment business. They never did. As long as they're fans, they're not going anywhere. They're going to get more and more fans. And that's the purpose of their existence. They don't, you know, you don't need the media. I mean, the media, if you have a true, legit fan base, the media means nothing to you. And that's proven by being an MJ fan. Look at what happened. I mean, the public spoke. But at the same time, it's, you know, that promotion is big. You need it, right? You need the media to get out there. And when you have family that could talk to other people in the press, but continue to go and talk to the same people, it's like they don't care. And not just family, friends, fans, they don't care. It's all about what they know. I mean, Michael is a brand. Michael is not a person anymore. So that's how it is. So it makes me think twice about a lot of stuff. So, you know, yeah. That's what it is. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And my ramblings, and I'll explain more in future episodes, but for now, I'm going to end it here, and I hope you guys have a nice day. Bye.